Greetings again in the name of Jesus. This afternoon I would like to go through the book of Proverbs and pick out verses that have stood out to me over the years. Many of these I have underlined in my Bible. They include a variety of subjects. And if you were doing that, you likely would pick out different ones. But these have stood out to me. So in the book of Proverbs again, go to chapter 3 and verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. Go down to verse 9. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Honor God by giving him the first of your income. Verse 27. Withhold not good from them to whom it is due, when it is in the power of thine hand to do it. Say not unto thy neighbor, Go and come again, and tomorrow I will give, when thou hast it by thee. If you have money, pay your bills when they are due. Don't make the merchant or the creditor wait until later. Chapter 6 and verse 6. Go to the ant, thou sluggard, consider her ways and be wise, which having no guide, overseer, or ruler, provideth her meat in the summer and gathereth her food in the harvest. How long wilt thou sleep, O sluggard? When wilt thou arise out of thy sleep? Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that traveleth, and thy want as an armed man. Be diligent, like the ant. Don't be lazy and sleep late. Chapter 9 and verse 8. Reprove not a scorner, lest he hate thee. Rebuke a wise man, and he will love thee. A wise man will understand that that rebuke is for his good. Chapter 10, verse 12. Hatred stirreth up strifes, but love covereth all sins. If someone comes and confesses something to you, don't go and tell everybody else about it. Love covereth all sins. Don't go and tell everybody else about what this person confessed to you. Cover it. 11, verse 14. Where no counsel is, the people fall, but in the multitude of counselors, there is safety. Get advice from others. Verse 24 in chapter 11. There is that scattereth, and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but it tendeth to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered also himself. Don't hold back from giving to God. God can bless when you share with others. Chapter 11, verse 30. The fruit of the righteous is a tree of life, and he that winneth souls is wise. Chapter 12, verse 10. A righteous man regardeth the life of his beast, but the tender mercies of the wicked are cruel. A righteous man is even kind to his animals. Chapter 12, verse 27. The slothful man roasteth not that which he took in hunting, but the substance of a diligent man is precious. Value that which you have, Don't be wasteful because you are too lazy to work with it. Chapter 13, verse 7. There is that maketh himself rich, yet hath nothing. There is that maketh himself poor, yet hath great riches. Where have we laid our treasures? We can be poor in this world's goods, but really have great riches if they are laid up in heaven. Verse 11, wealth gotten by vanity shall be diminished, but he that gathereth by labor shall increase. Don't play the lottery. Work for your income. Verse 15, good understanding giveth favor, but the way of transgressors is hard. Satan is a deceiver, and he would want people to think that it's a great life to live for him, but the way of transgressors is hard. Verse 20, he that walketh with wise men shall be wise, but a companion of fools shall be destroyed. Be careful who your companions are. We tend to become like those we are with. Verse 24, he that spareth his rod hateth his son, but he that loveth him chasteneth him betimes. If we love our children, we should spank them when needed. Go to chapter 14, verse 29. He that is slow to wrath is of great understanding, but he that is hasty of spirit exalteth folly. Don't be quick to get angry. Verse 31, he that oppresseth the poor reproacheth his maker, but he that honoreth him hath mercy on the poor. God made that poor person, and if we oppress them, we reproach God, it says. Verse 34, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Live a righteous life, and you will be doing more for your country than going to war. Chapter 15, verse 3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. We can't hide anything from God. Chapter 16, verse 16. How much better is it to get wisdom than gold, and to get understanding rather to be chosen than silver? Verse 18, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. Verse 20, he that handleth a matter wisely shall find good, and whoso trusteth in the Lord, happy is he. Do you want to be happy? Trust in the Lord. Trust in God. Chapter 17, verse 19. He that loveth transgression, he loveth transgression that loveth strife, and he that exalteth his gate seeketh destruction. The last part of that verse, the New International Version says, he who builds a high gate invites destruction. So someone might be thinking, you must have something behind that, valuable behind that high wall, and I think I would like to have it. 17, verse 22, a merry heart doeth good like a medicine, but a broken spirit drieth the bones. Laughter is good in its place. Chapter 18, verse 9, he also that is slothful in his work is brother to him that is a great waster. Slothfulness or laziness is wasting time and energy. Chapter 20, verse 10. divers weights and divers measures. Both of them are alike abomination to the Lord. Be honest in your dealings with people. God hates dishonesty. Verse 20, whoso curseth his father or his mother, his lamp shall be put out in obscure darkness. Be respectful of your parents. Verse 22, say not thou, I will recompense evil, but wait on the Lord, and he shall save thee. Don't say, I'm going to pay you back for what you did to me. Don't try to get even. Don't sue someone at the law. Chapter 21, verse 1. The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whithersoever he will. God controls the ruler's heart. Verse 20. There is treasure to be desired, and oil in the dwelling of the wise, but a foolish man spendeth it up. Be wise and save rather than spending everything you make. Chapter 22, verse 7. The rich ruleth over the poor, and the borrower is servant to the lender. Chapter 23, verse 4. Labor not to be rich. Cease from thine own wisdom. How many people labor to be rich? Chapter 24, verse 27. Prepare thy work without, and make it fit for thyself in the field, and afterwards build thine house. If you are planning to establish a home, first make so you can provide for yourself and your dependents. Chapter 25, verse 2. It is the glory of God to conceal a thing, but the honor of kings is to search out a matter. God has concealed so much in nature. When man discovers it, it brings glory to God. It had been there all the time. God had put it there. For man to discover that, it brings honor to the man. Did you hear that so-and-so discovered something? But God had it there all the time. Chapter 27 and verse 20. Hell and destruction are never full, so the eyes of man are never satisfied. So these are verses that have stood out to me over the years. I wonder, Solomon, the wisest man that ever lived, and wrote all these Proverbs, how could he be so foolish as to turn his heart away from God? It says his wives turned away his heart. When did he write this book? I don't know. I was visiting with someone here recently. He suggested maybe Solomon turned back to the Lord at the end of his life. I'm not sure about that, but maybe so, and then wrote. I would like to turn to the book of Ecclesiastes yet, written by Solomon also. It isn't the Proverbs, but there is a little bit there that in the book of Ecclesiastes, he says he tried all these things. He tried this, he tried that. He had riches, and he tried so many things. Did they satisfy? He said, they're vanity. And then he encourages the young man to remember your Creator now in the days of thy youth. And then way at the end of the book, he says, let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. And may we do that, and may the Lord bless us as we strive to live out the teachings that God has given us in the book of Proverbs. Let's stand for prayer. God, thank you that we can gather once again today and look into your word. May you bless our gathering. May you bless Brother Carlin as he brings this history to us again today, whatever you have for us through him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.